Well, the sugar vacation of Shanna has gonna go in a reach to new. I guess Tommy's got a cancer and Mercy gone, I guess the poetry Jimmy. Jimmy here is sleek, I guess he and me and my gold, I guess because it's the passing tarry. I guess can you hear from the gunny? You're rare beyond the gunner. So we tell you a piece in Shanice Louisa, but you can leave here to well gunner.
We ta peace and shaw for dude on a body with Trasna. Trasna gönnum við þær Trasna en en 8 year kera hart stöðu í Glasgow briefly these modust dörtilor briefly these are the facts the London Derry 277 tons plying between Derry and Glasgow set out in December 1848 from Sligo with a boatload of immigrants who were to re-embark at Liverpool for America. On the voyage, a storm arose into the evil-smelling hold, 23 feet by 18 feet by 6.5 feet high. The captain and his crew drove the 174 steerage passengers, then, like the Bengal Nimrod's guards, deaf to the entreaties of the prisoners for air and water, to batten down the hatches. In the morning when the ship reached Derry, 72 corpses were taken out and laid on the quay. The catastrophe naturally arose considerable comment in the press, but the criticism was directed not towards the inhumanity of the master of the ship, but against the emigrants for being so foolish as to crowd the steamer. The inspector of vagrants, imagine the inspector of vagrants. Shinawasher and the vagrants are hoxed or a netch, the crater water be gerimat, and gus girmalahi and giriatele. The inspector of vagrants, town hospital, Glasgow, as a sample of the rash manner in which the captains crowd the decks of these vessels and the transmission of the poorer classes of Irish coming to Scotland, stated. On the 6th of August 1847, there were landed from the Shamrock steamer from Derry, being one deck, single deck as beyond Gajira, 1,233 persons on board that ship from Belfast. The Aurora sailed with 705, and from Derry, the London Derry, 454. And again, from Londonderry, the Aurora, 1,778 Nahasamwe are a deck. We shall mention
that.
In Shinwichan, we shall catch it and the Vomacher and the Lumper. Nurosian, you could get a Lumper. Lumper was a coarse species of Irish potato, hence the nickname Lumper. LUMPER.
Tis ni o'n ni roes yn yma.
Ni roes yn ogym sy'n gyda'i gilydd yma sy'n llwyr sa'n.
No.
Ac yw o'r...
Talos o'n... The Irish in Scotland.
The Irish in Scotland. The Reverend J. Hanley we Hanley we is Kavanagh. Kind of the Martyrs Brothers agus fi sia. We double honours again, BA and MA Masters degree and BSc in Economics. He also holds a degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Economic History from the same university. In addition, he's a graduate of the National University of Ireland, MA, First Class Honours Degree and Prize Man in Irish Historical Research. He is chairperson of the Scottish Catholic Historical Committee, which publishes the Innes Review. Among his books are The Irish in Scotland, 1798-1845, The Irish in Modern Scotland, Scottish Farming in the 18th Century, The Agricultural Revolution of Scotland. So we skipped that,
yeah.
I guess far roads ago.
Exactly.
Because you're a skipper. But
which
don't you stand? Who even art that? Can you go back as in your short letter? Because he live. I guess. Ta, what's it, you barely, there's a hive of information.
Yeah,